If you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's why you change your own oil. You wouldn't trust your engine to just anybody. So go with the full synthetic motor oil you can trust. Pennzoil Ultra Platinum offers engine protection for the lifetime of your vehicle. So do it right with Pennzoil Ultra Platinum. Stock up now at Walmart. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Limited lubrication warranty for lifetime engine protection. Other conditions apply, including enrollment and receipt requirements. See Pennzoil.com/warranty for full details and terms.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Power performance with Vital Proteins Advanced Collagen Peptides Plus Creatine. Designed to help build and maintain muscle mass in combination with resistance exercise. It also supports healthy hair, skin, and nails. Strength and beauty in one scoop. So your inner harmony works with your outer wellness. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease in combination with resistance exercise.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My father passed away when I was almost 13 years old. And that would be about almost 25 years ago now. Recently, I think it was probably a few months ago, I'd been missing my dad. And I was, I was driving to see a friend of mine, who lives in a suburb called Blockhouse Bay. And to get there from where I live, I have to go through, an area where my dad actually used to work. I've got a really poor sense of direction. I have to go somewhere multiple times before I can happily remember the way to go. So I put her address into my GPS so that I'd get there quickly and not be late and for meeting up with her. And her address is on a road called Blockhouse Bay Road. So I put in Blockhouse Bay Road into my GPS and then set off on my way. And as I was traveling, I suddenly realized, oh gosh, the GPS is bringing me quite a strange route. But I thought, well, I trust the GPS more than I trust me, so I'll just go with it. And it took me past my dad's old work, whereas usually it should have taken me on another route where I would turn off before I got that far. So anyway, I'm driving along past my dad's work, and then it told me to turn right. And I thought this does seem a bit strange, but I kept driving. And then it took me up a road where I remember when I was about 11, I was riding my bike along this road and my dad happened to be on a lunch break from work and drove past me. And so he stopped and picked me up and we went and had lunch together. And so I was just having these little memories coming up as I was navigating towards my friend's house. And then the GPS told me to turn left, where I knew this wasn't right. I was supposed to go straight ahead if I was going to go up this road and carry on towards my friend's house. And I turned left, and the street that it told me to turn onto was called Terry Street. And Terry is my dad's name. And I turned onto Terry Street, and it said, the GPS said, you have arrived at your destination. And I looked in my GPS history, and it showed my last entry, which was Blockhouse Bay Road. I had not accidentally somehow put in Terry Street at all. But I just sort of thought, oh, that's a really lovely thing. And then I And I, you know, just stopped and thought for a moment and figured, yeah, that was my dad somehow making contact, I think. Or maybe some part of my subconscious created the experience, because I had been missing him and just needed to have that little bit of recognition and connection. Anyway, that's my story, and I really love your show. I went through a horrible separation about a year and a half ago, and honestly, I was very isolated and terribly, terribly unhappy. And getting up each day, I would think, okay, I'll put Tony and Jenny on in the car and carry on with my day. And it was almost like listening to you two and your beautiful relationship that you have. It was almost like, oh, the closest thing that gave me a sense of family at that difficult time. And I just think you're both really lovely, beautiful people, and really appreciate you. Anyway, thanks. And hello to my fellow listeners, and hope everybody has a good day. Bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.